SF is an adventure, like a ride in a hot air balloon. Exciting, unpredictable, and full of the unexpected. Your support makes it all possible. Help keep the adventure going and flying high with a donation right now to FunDrive 2025 at cjsffundrive.ca or by texting the word donate to 778-782-2573 to get the donation link. It is because of you that we can rise higher and reach further.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got all sorts of things lined up for you in this show. A bit of old-time bluegrass, bit of brand-new bluegrass, and I hope you're going to enjoy everything that I've got selected for you. And in fact, we're going to start off, that track that was recorded, I'm not sure what you'd call that. That was recorded 1976 in Sydney, Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, myself on banjo, Graham Lovejoy Victoria mandolin, Colin Watson on guitar, and Rod Coe on bass, recorded in the EMI Studios. And it's a tune called The Wild Goose Chase, and one I wrote, and it's a fun tune to play, and always enjoyed playing it. It's got a lot of good movement in the song. Anyway, we're going to have some brand new bluegrass. This is from the new Larry Sparks album called Way Back When. A picture of him with some old cars on the cover, and he's got some great musicians working with him on the track that I've selected, which is called Since I Met You Baby. He's got Ron Stewart playing fiddle and banjo on that one, and Larry T. Sparks on bass, and Evan Wilson on mandolin and tenor vocals, and the track sounds like this.
Baby, my whole life has changed. Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed. And everybody tells me that I'm not the same. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. Since I met you, baby, all I need is you. I'm a happy man. Since I met you, baby, I'm a happy man. I'm gonna try to please you in every way I can. I don't need nobody to tell my troubles to. Oh, since I met you, baby, all I need is you.
That's the modern sound of Larry Sparks. He's got a beautiful voice, hasn't he? A lovely, rich guitar playing is his sort of identifiable sound in many ways. Great song, Since I Met You, Baby. And I'm going to play some old-time bluegrass now. Last week I was in Wellington being a guest at the Wellington Folk Festival 60th anniversary. I didn't make it to the first Wellington Folk Festival 60 years ago, but I made it to the second 59 years ago, and then a few subsequent festivals, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and then the 30th. And the only reason why I know this is that they had lists of all the performers at each year, and I'd forgotten totally that I'd been to some of those festivals, and I was very pleased to be reminded of the fact. But had a good time down in Wellington and went and visited my friends at Slowboat Records in Cuba Street, which is always a treat. And you go through their CDs and hunt out if there's any bluegrass ones in there that I think I should add to my collection. I do, and I came back with four. And you get the benefit of them in this show, because I often find CDs that have music on them from groups that I've heard about and read about, but never had any of their music, being as this is all a sort of private collection type show. And one of them is Jim Greer and the Maccachee Valley Folks. They were an Ohio-based traditional bluegrass band active in the 1960s, and I read lots about them, but finally got some information and some music. The group was led by Jim Greer, who played banjo and mandolin, and featured his sister Valida on guitar and vocals, and Valida's husband, I'm not sure if I'm saying Valida correctly, and her husband John Wentz on dobro, Bob McPherson on guitar and mandolin, Dalton Burrows on bass fiddle, Aaron Hicks on fiddle, and they released albums on Rural Rhythm label, several of them. They broke up in the early 1970s. They were all part-time players, very much like my experience with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Apart from our early days, we spent most of our time being a part-time band, and it's great to hear them play. They did some recording in Tennessee, but they became cast members of the Jamboree USA in Wheeling, West Virginia, and performed there for 3.5 years every second weekend. And they often played at Lancaster, Pennsylvania, at the outdoor shindig at Cripple Creek. And I played there with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band in 1971, and we went to see Bill Monroe play, and Bill, we'd just been at his festival at Ben Blossom, and Bill invited us up on stage, and the band gave us their instruments, and we picked a couple of tunes. So I've always got a soft spot for shindig at Cripple Creek. And Makashee Valley folks disbanded early in the 1970s as it got too difficult. Jim Greer had a clothing store. In fact, he had a couple of them. He's a very successful businessman. He died, I'm just looking at my notes here, he died in 2016, kept playing pretty much up to the end of his life. So he's a fine band, and I'm very pleased to be able to read about them and finally feature them on the show. And the track that I've got lined up for them, I've got pieces of paper all over the place here, you can probably hear them in the background. Here's Jim Greer and the Makashee Valley folks with "The Girl I Left in Sunny Tennessee."
On one morning bright and clear, my old homestead I drew near, just a village down in sunny Tennessee. That would bring me back again to the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. I could hear her voice singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my homestead I could see as the moon rose in its glory. Then I told my saddest story of the girl I left in sunny Tennessee. Station door. Kind friends are gathered round, tears on every face I've found, but I missed the one that I've been waiting for. I could hear voices singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old homestead I could see as the moon rose in its glory. Then I whispered, "Mother dear, where is Mary? She's not here." All the world seemed dark, and sadness came to me. She just
Well, I'm delighted to have had Jim Greer and the Makachee Valley folks on Back Porch Bluegrass, and we'll hear from them a little bit later in this show. Right now, it's time for an instrumental. We'll have Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups, Tater Tate on fiddle, Billy Edwards on banjo, and Herschel Sizemore on mandolin, John Palmer on bass, and Red Smiley on guitar. Doing an instrumental, this is one called The Big Sandy, and it goes like this. Just like the tune that you do at the start or the finish of a show to take it out, wasn't it? Nice and short. Another album that I bought from Slowboat was Alison Krauss. Now, I've got quite a few Alison Krauss albums and LPs in my collection, but I just have this one. It's one called I've Got That Old Feeling, and that's the name of the album. This was recorded when Alison was 18 years old, and she hadn't yet put together the best known version of her band Union Station, but she had fine musicians playing with her. She was playing fiddle and doing vocals, Jeff White on guitar and harmony, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Sam Bush on mandolin, Dave Pomeroy on bass, and this is a tune written by John Pinnell called Dark Skies. Alison Krauss at 18 years old. Brilliant. Those guys could pick even then, and Alison sounded a little bit different when she was younger, didn't she? Still had a lovely tone to her voice, and the band, of course, was just brilliant. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm playing you some of my favourite music, some of which is recently acquired, and some of it comes from my shelves that line my living room, and I just look at the shelves and think, what shall I play in the show tomorrow? I record the show in the mornings and its first airing is that same night. So it's a pretty up-to-date show in that respect. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you wondered why you're listening to a bluegrass show with a rather odd accent at the helm of it, it's because we're down in New Zealand, and I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music for more than 60 years and thoroughly enjoying it too, I tell you. I love the music, I love the way the instruments relate, I love the way the music fits together, and I love the way that it's nice, straightforward music, approachable at any level of musicianship. You can be absolutely brilliant, you can be quite ordinary, and you can still have a lot of fun with bluegrass music. And I fit somewhere closer to the lower level of those two parameters that I've just outlined. This show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and anything you need to do with music, go and see the folks in Shearer's. They have the big store in Anglesey Street, Hamilton, and we'll meet all your musical needs with their instrument supplies, their additional supplies, and like straps and picks and stands to put your instrument on so you can leave it out and not have to go and get it out of its case every time you want to run through a tune. And lots of good advice, because assistants are all great musicians and they can help you choose. Shearer's Music Works sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm delighted about that. Well, one band I really enjoy is a band High Fidelity, and I first saw the fiddle player when I went to one of the mountain grass festivals in Australia, and she was there as a fiddle player, I think with Chris Henry, I seem to recall, and I noted her because of a big smiley face and a delightful approach to fiddle playing. And then we found out she had a band called High Fidelity together with her husband, and I love their music, I love their approach to the music. And I've just got a new album that's come from Rebel of Karina Rose Logsdon Stevens. That's four names, that's a big long name, but Karina Rose Logsdon, as she's sort of professionally known, is a great fiddle player, plays good mandolin, but evidently she writes lots of songs, but they're not necessarily bluegrassy type songs. They're all very thoughtful, some introverted, some quirky, really quite interesting. And I've selected one that I think will fit in. It's one called, whereabouts have I written the name of it? It's called Get Along Somehow. And it's her sort of an approach to life. This is from an album called Little Songs, and she's doing these under the name of Renako, with two R's at the start, and you think, what a weird name is that? But really, she's just taken the C-O off Karina and put that on the end of the word. So if you think of Karina with the C-O at the end of the word, that's Renako. I'm not sure how you say that either. And she's got some funny songs. Here's Get Along Somehow. After this, I'll play High Fidelity as I usually know them, and she's in that too. Okay, let's hear from Renako, or Karina Rose Logsdon. Now, Get Along Somehow.
The season to go on separately. You say you don't need me. Well, you can relieve me. You say that I hurt you. Well, show me how. How'd you hit me and you ran in the opposite direction? I think that I can get along somehow. Just a candle waiting to be put out. You say you don't need me. Well, you can relieve me. You say that I hurt you. Well, show me how. Cause you hit me and you ran in the opposite direction. I think that I can get along somehow. Hurt you. Well, show me how. Cause you hit me and you ran in the opposite direction. I think that I can get along somehow. I think that I can get along. I think that I can get along. I think that I can get along somehow.
Very different sound, isn't it? They were recorded, those tracks were recorded live, just sitting around in the studio and under control, but they were recorded over the last few years. They're not just brand new tracks, and recorded over the last few years. Jeremy Stevens, of course, playing guitar, Casey Campbell on mandolin, and PJ George on bass. This is how we're more used to Karina Rose playing here, where she's at the fiddle player and the tenor singer for the band High Fidelity. And here they are doing the song Will the Circle Be Unbroken. It's always sort of annoyed me that the chorus of the usual song Will the Circle Be Unbroken, the chorus doesn't seem to fit the words particularly well. They're the ones that A.P. Carter used, and it's a sacrilege to say that the words aren't quite right. But I always imagined the song being different, and then I found out it used to be until he changed it. And this is the more original version of Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Here's High Fidelity doing this song.
Forms you are.